It's time now for Super Psychologist, Dr. Mara Karpel, and your golden years.
Good evening and welcome to Dr. Mara Karpel and your golden years this evening and every Sunday evening, 5 p.m. Central Time, that's 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com and on drmarakarpel.com. And you can hear this program again and read the information from the show and get the links to all of the websites and all of the other information that the guests give us, contact information and so on, by going to my website, and that will be posted later tonight or early tomorrow morning along with the podcast. And the website is drmarakarpel.com, that's drmarakarpel.com, and that information will be there whenever you check it anytime after that. So you can go ahead and check that out. But if you want to hear the show as soon as 5 minutes after the show ends this evening, you can go directly to blogtalkradio.com. That's blogtalkradio.com/yourgoldenyears. And for information about upcoming shows and about previous shows and the podcasts from previous shows, again, go to my website, drmarakarpel.com, or go to blogtalkradio.com/yourgoldenyears, or follow me on Facebook, Dr. Mara Karpel, Your Golden Years, and you'll also get my Huffington Post blogs and YouTube videos and information about our upcoming Roku channel at my Facebook page, Dr. Mara Karpel, Your Golden Years. Do you want to advertise your business on this show? Send me an email to Dr. Mara, D-R-M-A-R-A, at drmarakarpel.com. And again, that's drmarakarpel.com. Or go through my website or give me a call at 512-626-6888. This evening's program is produced by Accomplice Entertainment, Postal Productions, and Psyched Up Productions, and sponsored by Dr. Ronald DeVere, neurologist, memory specialist, and author of the book, Memory Loss, Everything You Want to Know But Forget to Ask. To make an appointment with Dr. DeVere at his memory clinic in Lakeway, Texas, or to purchase a copy of his book, you can call him at 512-261-7909, or you can send him an email to rdevere, that's rdevere, at austin.rr.com, and his book is also available on Amazon. And this show is also sponsored by the Bra Lady, Sonia Das, helping every woman have a perky day. In Austin, call Sonia at 512-898-9058 or go to haveaperkyday.com. This show is also sponsored by Storyhouse. Storyhouse gathers your stories and turns them into multimedia collections that can be shared now and for generations to come. Have Storyhouse over to conduct a private interview in your home or invite them to your next big event or family reunion. Storyhouse, where your memories live. Find out more at yourstoryhouse.com or call 512-296-8752. And today is Sunday, February 7th, Super Bowl Sunday, and we are back live in beautiful Austin, Texas, broadcasting from the office of Accomplice Entertainment in the Intelligent Office Suite of the Frost Bank Building. And this evening, Art Mendoza of Accomplice Entertainment, producer of the show, is with us to do the production engineering for the show, and he will be answering your calls if you call later with questions. So be sure to call and say hello to Art. And if this is the first time that you are tuning in, I'm a licensed psychologist from New York City practicing here in Austin, Texas. And and have a specialty of working with seniors and caregivers, and for the past few years have also been evaluating veterans for PTSD. And most recently, I've had an office that I've been using at the wonderful Veterans Resource Center, Heroes Night Out, which is in Cedar Park, Texas. And for information about this really awesome resource for veterans and for their families, you can go to heroesnightout.org. All right, we have a really packed show this evening, and we are up and running with videotaping. So we're videotaping the interview with our first guest, who will be joining us right here in the studio in Austin, Texas, Dr. Meridian Grace, holistic doctor, founder of Awakening Health, integrating the wisdom of the ancients with the most up-to-date medical technology. And Meridian has studied for over 40 years with internationally acclaimed leaders in natural healing techniques from around the world. And she is here tonight to talk about staying healthy naturally. And also joining us in the studio later in the evening, cellist Jen Mulhern will be here and will be playing some of her music. And also Laura Gelizunis will report in from the retirement paradise south of the border, Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. And I will talk about mindfulness meditation for pain management and to keep our brains young no matter our age. So you know that if you listen to this show regularly, you know that's one of my favorite topics, mindfulness. So we're going to talk a bit about that. And throughout this evening's show, we will have questions for my guests or for myself. Please feel free to give a call. The phone number is 855-345-4720. That's 855-345-4720. Or you can email or tweet your questions during the show. And be sure to send those while the guest is still here. Sometimes I get them a little late. And the email address is drmara@drmaracarpel.com. And my Twitter address is M-A-R-A-E-K. And I will read the questions on the air to the guests. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break. And after we come back, Dr. Meridian Grace, founder of Awakening Health, will be right here in the studio, and we'll be taking your calls with your questions, and we will be videotaping this interview so that you can watch it later when we upload it to our new Roku station, and I'll let you know when that goes live. I'll let you know right here, and you can keep checking on my Facebook page so you can actually see the interview. All right, don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Super psychologist Dr. Mara Carpel will be back after words from our sponsors. Are you or a loved one a Medicare beneficiary? Help save you and Medicare money by stopping Medicare fraud. Fraud happens when Medicare is billed for services or supplies you never receive. There are three easy things you can do to fight fraud. Review your Medicare claims for accuracy, protect your personal information, and be on the lookout for suspicious activity. For more information or to report fraud, call Medicare at 1-800-MEDICARE or your local SHIP counselor at the Area Agency on Aging at 1-800-252-9240. Worried about memory loss? Dr. Ronald DeVere, certified neurologist and director of Alzheimer's disease and memory disorders in Lakeway, has been helping those with dementia and memory loss for over 12 years, specializing in the diagnosis, treatment, and counseling of those with memory loss and dementia. Dr. DeVere also has a book to reduce your worry and fear by knowing the fact. Memory loss, everything you want to know but forget to ask, available now on Amazon.com. Dr. Ronald DeVere, Alzheimer's disease and memory disorders center in Lakeway, and his book, Memory Loss, everything you want to know but forget to ask. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 512-261-7909.
If you despise bra shopping in the stores, have a complimentary bra fitting at your home or office. It's so convenient, And with 13 styles, including a no-wire bra, and 52 sizes A through H cup, Sonia Das, the bra lady, has the bra that's just right for you. What are you waiting for? Call to schedule your personal fitting today and find out what all the ladies love about Essential Body Wear. Call 512-981-8788 or preview the products at haveaperkyday.com. And have a perky day. Gravity.
And we're back. If you're just joining us, this is Dr. Mara Karpel and your golden years right here on blogtalkradio.com and on drmarakarpel.com. And sitting with me right here in the studio is Dr. Meridian Grace, who is a naturopathic doctor. And she's going to talk with us about staying healthy naturally. Welcome.
Thank you.
So, Dr. Grace.
You can call me Meridian.
Okay. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about your background?
Sure. It's quite a unique and fun one. About 40-some-odd years ago, I found myself fascinated with alternative medicine and spirituality at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And I just could not get enough. I started working in health food stores. I met a man that I fell very much in love with, and we went backpacking in the woods for 3 years. And during that time, we carried with us all kinds of books about nature and different plants and things that one can consume and how to live completely off the land.
So you lived in the woods for 3 years?
Uh-huh. We'd come out every 3 months to get supplies and go back in.
Wow.
And, quite an experience.
I would imagine.
Yeah. Started at 17.
Mm-hmm.
And we also found ourselves living with Native Americans and learning a lot about their traditional ways.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something about the power of the healing of the gifts from the earth, and something about recognizing cycles and rhythms that is part of Aboriginal people's lives. And I think it's very sad that we've lost that
mm-hmm.
in our culture, because there's profound healing that takes place by, tuning in to these rhythms. But anyway, when I got back into the world, I found myself interested in studying. And the more I studied, the more exciting it got. And
mm-hmm.
I found myself with fascinating teachers. I brought doctors actually from Europe to my home. And they would stay for a couple of years and teach anybody who was interested in the Southern California area. And there were a lot
uh-huh.
of them. We trained with what's called chiropractors. Chiropractor.
Okay.
Chiropractor.
Okay, I never heard of that.
That's actually a naturopath in Germany.
Okay.
And their focus was not on medication so much as understanding how to support the energy to be strong so the body could heal itself.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the foundation that I think has set me aside from others. Because most people are trained in a very scientific, medical point of view only as naturopaths.
Mm-hmm.
And my beginning came much more from the earth and from this very deep German awareness of working with water, and hot and cold, and herbs, and packs,
mm-hmm.
and diet, and cleanses.
In order to help the body heal itself.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And to work with understanding the difference between a disease and a therapy. Because so much of what our bodies are doing for us is a therapy. It's a healing process, and we go to war with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right, when people have a fever. Right,
yes.
Isn't that a way for the body to heal?
It is a way for the mm-hmm. body to heal. The white blood cells are building immensely. They're growing. We actually have a microscope that we look at people's blood.
Mm-hmm.
And when they come to us and they're sick, you can watch their white blood cells just multiplying and going after things and eating all kinds of things around the like fungus or bacteria that you see in the blood.
Mm-hmm.
It's fascinating. We put it up on a big screen and
wow.
let people see it. They can really get a sense of how their bodies are healing.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to check to see if that's it's a reminder from Blog Talk Radio that we're on the air.
Yes, we are. Hi.
So you've been practicing for many years.
Yeah, many. It's over 40 now.
Over 40 years.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you must be doing something right, because you don't look like you could be practicing for over 40 years.
I'm 63.
Wow.
And I have a 40-year-old son.
So you're doing something right for sure.
And I have been so graced, because I met the most amazing man, who's an alternative medical doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And we fell in love, and we're living and practicing together. And so we've just brought so much together from his scientific and incredible biochemical training,
mm-hmm.
and all of my alternative training.
Okay.
He calls what he did education for 26 years.
Right.
And now he's being heart-educated.
Okay. So you kind of have an integrative model.
Oh, it's a very integrated model.
Mm-hmm. Integrating the natural with the Western medicine.
He doesn't really do much that you would consider to be traditional, or I would say allopathic medical,
mm-hmm.
but IVs of nutrients,
mm-hmm.
using ozone and light. I mean, it's amazing what you can do working with light in the body,
mm-hmm.
With ultraviolet, removing some blood, putting it through an ultraviolet light and sending it back into the body.
Right.
And the light contributes itself to all the cells in the body, and the
mm-hmm.
healing is just extraordinary.
So you've already said some things that are when they go to the doctor, but maybe you can give an overall picture of how what you do is different than mainstream medical.
Okay. Well, first of all, people are invited to come in, and we have a beautiful creek in our backyard. We work out of our home.
Mm-hmm.
I have a teaching kitchen. So the kitchen is designed to help people to see how to actually prepare the foods that might support them in being really healthy.
So you use, well, that's a big difference. A big difference, okay? You use food.
A lot for healing.
For healing. And you teach people how to cook.
That's right, when it's necessary.
As a medical practitioner.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of nutrition-focused people on this show.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really, what you're saying is really important, because we talk about it here on the show, but when people go to the doctor,
that's not what happens.
It's not what happens.
No. I mean, I have three primary mentors in the nutritional area.
Mm-hmm.
My most recent one is Natasha Campbell McBride, a Russian surgeon,
mm-hmm.
who actually neurosurgeon, whose child was born severely autistic, nonverbal, and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And she just was not going to settle for what the answers that were available in the medical model. And she actually found through diet, she was able to completely heal his son. He's gone to college. He has a family.
Wow.
She's worked with hundreds of children and then doctors all over the world and practitioners.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I feel very fortunate to have been in her first class in the United States. And it's primarily through diet that she has brought about these profound healings, not only for children, but profound work in Alzheimer's and depression, anxiety, apraxia, just all the whole scope of spiritual issues, including schizophrenia.
Wow.
Through diet. And so that's very exciting.
That is very exciting. I believe it. I'm so glad that somebody's doing it.
Yeah.
Because I remember hearing about nutritional deficiencies in mental illness long time ago when I was in graduate school, although they didn't teach it in graduate school. I heard it outside of school.
Well, one of my other amazing mentors was Bill Walcott. And Bill brought together some of the profound work that was done in psychiatric hospitals, looking
mm-hmm.
at whether somebody was a very fast or slow oxidizer. And this was in a hospital where people were expected to spend the rest of their days there with severe schizophrenia.
Right.
And they found that all those schizophrenics were either extremely fast oxidizers or extremely slow oxidizers. And when they just used nutrients and diet to balance that, they became normal.
Wow. Without medication.
Mm-hmm. So that's one of the primary things that I do when it comes to nutrition, is to find out, do we have an autonomic or oxidative imbalance, and to what degree? Do we have a catabolic or an anabolic imbalance, and to to what degree?
Mm-hmm.
Parasympathetic, sympathetic imbalance to what degree? And how can we, in the most natural, non-invasive way, support people to come back into balance so their bodies can heal themselves?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what's the message? You know, what's the body trying to teach us through all this?
What do you mean by that?
So another unique thing that happens when you come into our office is we place a little M-wave on your ear. An M-wave is a heart device. It's like a heart biofeedback device.
Hmm.
It'll make a little sound that's deeper when it's green. And green means you're in your heart and your heart's interested in what you have to say. And red means that you're in your head. So it's an intellectual process. Not bad, just intellectual.
Mm-hmm.
And blue is when you're traveling between the two. And we wear them so that we're transparent to the people that come to see us. And we have our people who come to see us wear them. And we look at what their heart's really interested in. Because we've been so filled with concepts, so many ideas about what's going to work and what's not. What we want, what we're interested in is what is that being underneath the unconscious of the person really interested in. And we find this is a wonderful tool to help us find the truth for people.
And how does that help our health?
Well, the big thing we found, particularly through the work of Recall Healing, Dr. Gilles Bernano, and the different people's work.
I won't try to say that name.
It's fun, though.
Okay.
Gilbert Renaud. But it's spelled like Gilbert Renaud.
Okay.
And you can go on YouTube and look up Recall Healing and Gilbert Renaud, and you'll find his work.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find some really beautiful examples of it. But he put together a number of people's work without, because there's not enough time to explain it all. But what we've discovered is that there's a 92% success rate with many people working in this area doing no changes, even of diet, for cancer and for severe diseases. When we can get in touch with the unconscious conflict that got stuffed. And the autonomic brain can only speak to us through the biology, through the body.
Interesting.
And so different diseases are metaphors of what we're trying, that the unconscious is trying to get through to us. It's really profound.
Yeah, that's so interesting.
Yeah, so one of the beautiful pieces of work that Rich does is he does something called the Recall Healing. I do that with him too, but he also does family constellation work.
Mm-hmm.
And in that work, we oftentimes find something in our family tree that has that we're carrying as a loyalty to our family that shows up in the body as a disease.
As a disease.
But it's just a communication, truly, about something that needs to be brought into the light and loved. And when we do that, the illness goes away. And there's story after story after story.
Well, I think we spoke about this before you came on the show. Mm-hmm. I mentioned one of the guests that has been on several times, Vina DeMarco, who she speaks a lot about how she healed herself from breast cancer through her diet.
Right.
But if you read her book, she also used a lot of detoxing her emotions. And anger in particular, and things that had been, the anger that had been unresolved from long ago, she forgave people.
Breast cancer typically has to do with not being able to nurture the one that you love. It might be your child, but oftentimes it's, well, the left side is usually family member, child, or an animal that you treat like a child. But the right breast is typically a business or something where you were cut off. Your children may have left you, and there was a lot of unspoken feelings. And what's happening is that the body is eating away at your milk duct to produce more milk so that you can nurture more. If there's a belief that you didn't nurture well enough, and that's why your partner's gone or your child is gone. And then once they come back, or the issue is dealt with, the opening of that milk duct starts to heal in, and it becomes a hard tumor for a little while. So people think the tumor is the disease, but the tumor is actually the healing process. And so we live in this enormous fear, and that fear that comes up around that is what contributes to these serious cancers.
Right. Fear will feed the cancer.
Fear actually creates new cancers.
Mm-hmm.
Fear actually usually will contribute greatly to a lung cancer. And people say, oh, you have lung cancer because it's so close to the breast. But the lung cancer is actually put into them by the doctors and the world around us that looks at cancer not as a healing process, but as some horrible thing to go to war with.
Right. Well, I think also one of the things she mentioned, and you can tell me if you agree with this, is that breast cancer or prostate cancer it's not the problem with your breast or your prostate. The cancer is there in your body, and that's where it manifests itself. So you take away the breast, which a lot of doctors will say that you need to have a mastectomy or a double mastectomy to prevent it in the other breast. And she says, well, the cancer is just going to pop out somewhere else if you're not actually dealing with the source of it.
I had colon cancer 30 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and I treated it all naturally, and I used the Kelly method to do it. But honestly, I think what shifted more than anything was a relationship and a passion that I started to develop for living my life as fully as I could in every moment, and recognizing the gift of life and not taking it for granted anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a single mother, and the last thing I wanted to have happen was that my son not have a mother to raise him.
Right.
So, you know, there was so much there. And we can look at issues really directly. Like recently I had open heart surgery because of an aortic valve that was severely stenosed.
Mm-hmm.
When the doctors looked at everything, first of all, they said they'd never seen such a stenosed valve. They couldn't believe I could even walk. And yet I was dancing for 2 hours at a time.
Uh-huh.
They couldn't believe I could stand up without fainting. And yet that wasn't the issue.
Right.
And the bottom line for me was that the aortic valve has to do with the relationship with the father kicking the child out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And without getting into the whole story, that happened to me. But I'm also of Jewish descent. Mm-hmm. In my ancestral background with the whole Holocaust situation, there were children that were kicked out of the house by their parents to protect them from the Nazis.
Right.
And that was the piece. And the doctors were just amazed because there was no calcification anywhere except in this aortic valve. It was stronger than my back.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, there was a totally clean artery and one of the best labs they'd ever seen for a healthy heart.
Hmm.
So it was just a communication.
Mm-hmm. But you needed to go with the mainstream medicine to fix that problem, huh?
So I had mixed feelings about it.
I'm sure you did.
Rich really wanted me to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I did it more as a statement of my trust and my love for his opinion. But they kept telling me that if there was even the smallest amount more calcium that were to happen in that valve, I could just drop dead without.
Right.
Because there'd be no space without the blood to flow through.
So there are times where we need to go mainstream.
Yes, and I think there's a way to bring a real beautiful blending, as Rich and I have done,
mm-hmm.
with
an integration.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
and I am so moved by his understanding of physiology, anatomy, and biochemistry.
Mm-hmm.
I think it helps us immensely that he has that background.
So for listeners out there who maybe don't live in Austin and can't have the benefit of coming to you for treatment, what sort of recommendations, general recommendations, could you make to them to stay healthy or to get healthier?
Okay, well, there's some real basic ones.
Okay.
And I know this might sound strange, but get your feet on the ground and spend time in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely spend time touching another human or an animal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I recently did this incredible research on the gels in our body. And actually, it's a whole new way of understanding heart disease. We don't have time to go into this, but what creates a healthy heart is sunlight, being on the earth, and touch. It all has to do with electromagnetic fields and the movement of gels through our arteries. And,
interesting.
It is. It's very fascinating work. You can look into it through Stephanie Seneff, an MIT professor. Dr. Pollack, who's written, I think he's from Harvard, written books on water and the gel, which he calls the fourth stage of water. And I love the work of Dr. Tom Cowan, an anthroposophical doctor out of San Francisco, where they talk about understanding the heart in a whole new way, which makes so much sense because this idea of reducing cholesterol, I think, is one of the most detrimental things we've ever done for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So the next thing I would say is get your hands on grass-fed butter, and if you're not allergic to butter, have raw grass-fed butter as part of your life. Get some really good cod liver oil, that fermented cod liver oil. That vitamin A and vitamin D and K are essential for creating healthy new cells.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly think that's one of the primary things that's made the biggest difference in my life, is having, you know, cod liver oil. And I typically put butter and cream in every drink I have.
Okay.
What if you're vegan?
Okay.
Well, I encourage people not to be vegan.
Okay.
I have never really seen a long-term healthy vegan, but I'm hoping to see some. At least the people who come into my office who are vegans are really in trouble. And I'm sure there are healthy vegans out there, but everything that I've studied says that unless you're from a culture where veganism is part of your ancestry, that's not how you're designed.
Mm.
And to honor our ancestors, part of what we need to do is eat the food of our ancestors.
What if you're lactose intolerant?
Most people who are lactose intolerant find that they do really well on kefir and yogurt, because the kefir, which is the fermenting piece, actually will eat up the lactose. That's what it does. That's how it creates the really essential probiotic. So we have people starting with a tiny bit at a time while we work with healing and sealing the gut. And a lot of people who are lactose intolerant have issues that started by not being nursed by their mothers.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a substance called colostrum, the first substance that's released by a nursing mom.
Mm-hmm.
And part of its job is to heal and seal the gut, because our guts are wide open while we are in the womb.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as we leave the womb, the gut has to start creating its protection for itself.
Mm-hmm.
And that happens by receiving the call. So we have we support a lot of people to do colostrum if that works for them.
Uh-huh.
And I have energetic devices from Europe that actually reads the frequencies and sees if your body is actually feels good with it or not.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a frequency match. And that's the brilliant work of Dr. Fritz Popp.
Okay. So getting back to the tips for people, walk outside
in the sunshine,
touch other people or animals.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying butter.
Yes, be barefoot.
Be
barefoot on the ground.
Barefoot on the ground.
And if you're really sick, if you can arrange to lay down on the grass itself or on the ground itself and spend at least 5 or 10 minutes a day laying on the ground.
Okay.
A couple of things that are really wonderful are castor oil packs.
Mm-hmm.
Castor oil actually stimulates your lymphatic system to be more effective at what it does.
Mm-hmm.
And so doing castor oil packs is a wonderful thing for any of us to do to keep ourselves healthy.
Uh-huh.
And to do what we call drainage, to help the body to move toxins, to drain toxins through the body. Be of good quality water, and there's some real exciting things to talk about regarding water and how to create really beautiful, healthy water for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very big deal these days.
Right.
Getting
water. Not always easy.
Yes. I really recommend that you look at Dr. Pollack's book about water.
Okay.
And let's see. And then, of course, organic food.
Right.
Organic is so important these days. Please stay away from GMO things.
Mm-hmm.
Stephanie Seneff's work about glyphosate, shocking, scary, and I think one of the things we all need to be aware of.
So staying away from GMOs and pesticides like Roundup.
Glyphosate is the primary toxin in Roundup.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, dangerous.
Very dangerous.
So if people are in Austin and they want to get a hold of you and check out what services you provide, how can they do that?
Well, first of all, we work with people all over the world.
Oh, you do?
Through Skype.
Okay, okay.
And
so this is for everybody.
And the phone number is 512-698-7009. And our website is awakeninghealth.com.
Okay.
And so through one of those two ways, I think you should be able to get a hold of us.
Okay. And I'm going to post this on my web post about this show later this evening or early tomorrow morning. So if you missed that, you can just go to my web post and click on the link and it'll be there.
Oh, Mara, thank you so much.
So thank you so much for coming on the show this evening. This was really interesting. And I learned a few things. I think I'm up on all these things, but I've definitely learned a few things from this.
It goes on and on.
And
every
I'd love
day.
To have you come back on in the future because there is so much more to talk about.
Anytime.
Okay.
Really,
great.
Anytime, give me a call, and I can usually do it within a 24 hour notice.
Great. Wonderful.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, so stick around. After the break, we'll have more. And for those of you watching on Roku, just go to blogtalkradio.com/yourgoldenyears for the podcast of this show. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Any guidance offered by Dr. Karpel is not intended to replace the advice of your own physician or mental health specialist. Neither Dr. Karpel, her sponsors, nor this station assumes responsibility for the misuse of any of the information given on this show. About memory loss? Dr. Ronald DeVere, certified neurologist and director of Alzheimer's disease and memory disorders in Lakeway, has been helping those with dementia and memory loss for over 12 years, specializing in the diagnosis, treatment, and counseling of those with memory loss and dementia. Dr. DeVere also has a book to reduce your worry and fear by knowing the fact. Memory loss, everything you want to know but forget to ask, available now on Amazon.com. Dr. Ronald DeVere, Alzheimer's disease and memory disorders center in Lakeway, and his book, Memory Loss, everything you want to know but forget to ask. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 512-261-7909. Are you or a loved one a Medicare beneficiary? Help save you and Medicare money by stopping Medicare fraud. Fraud happens when Medicare is billed for services or supplies you never receive. There are three easy things you can do to fight fraud. Review your Medicare claims for accuracy, protect your personal information, and be on the lookout for suspicious activity. For more information or to report fraud, call Medicare at 1-800-MEDICARE or your local SHIP counselor at the Area Agency on Aging at 1-800-252-9240.
Colombia. Visit us on the web at www.drmaricarpell.com.
And we are back. If you're just joining us, this is Dr. Mara Carpell in your golden years on blogtalkradio.com and on drmaricarpell.com. And now before Laura Galazunas calls us from Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, to fill us in on what's happening with the retirees, I'm going to talk a bit about mindfulness and using it for pain management and to keep the brain young. But I also want to give you news. We've been videotaping the interviews with our main guests when they come to the studio. This evening's interview was the second one that we videotaped. And we are getting ready to upload them to our new Roku station. So stay tuned right here or check out my Facebook page, Dr. Mara Carpell, Your Golden Years, and you will find out when that Roku station has gone live so you can actually see what our guests look like, which is kind of cool. I think everybody always kind of wonders what people look like, and I think that will make it a little bit more fun and more interesting. Also, we will be uploading YouTube videos as well. And again, you'll find out right here or on my Facebook page and also on my website. And be sure to keep checking out my blogs on Huffington Post. And again, I upload those to my Facebook page pretty regularly. And I have a blog in Huffington Post about once a month. So my last one was approximately a week and a half ago, and if you haven't read it yet, you might want to take a look or look at any of my previous ones or on my website. If you go to my website, drmaricarpell.com, and click on publications, that's where you'll find my Huffington Post blog. Okay, so to mindfulness. So, you know, we all experience pain from time to time, right? You know, you wrench your back, you sprain your ankle, you have a toothache, you have a headache. But when pain becomes chronic, which is lasting for longer than 3 months with little or no relief, it often leads to what we call the pain cycle. The pain will cause a lowered activities. You don't want to do as much because you feel a lot of pain, and an increased use of medication for pain. And these medications have side effects like drowsiness and fatigue, which leads to further decrease of activity and subsequently leads to social isolation, boredom, less flexibility, less strength and stamina in the rest of your body, and a decreased ability to cope with the stressors that come up in life. And then this will spiral down to depression and anxiety, which then leads to lower tolerance to pain, increased sleep disturbance, more fatigue and muscle tension, and all of this cycles around to increase the pain and repeat this pain cycle again with even greater intensity in physical and emotional suffering. So it's a spiraling cycle. And I used to work in a back pain clinic when I first got out of graduate school, and that what I witnessed all the time. The people that came in there to the clinic were in a state of despair. And part of what we were there to do, aside from strengthening their bodies and helping to increase flexibility and all of the things that had been contributing to the pain, because we tend to brace against the pain and we get more tense, we were helping people to loosen up. We also dealt with the emotional issues. And what people said when they came back after being in the program was that they still had the pain and hadn't gone away, but it had decreased because they weren't as upset about it, and they were more relaxed, and they dealt with it better. They had a higher tolerance for the pain. It didn't interfere with their ability to enjoy their lives. And a big part of this program that I worked in was relaxation training and meditation. That was a big part of the program, because when you relax, You decrease the firing of those pain sensors, and you decrease that muscle tension that comes from bracing against the pain. So you actually decrease the pain, even if the reason for the pain is still there, and you increase your emotional tolerance for the pain so that it doesn't grate on your nerves, so to speak, so easily. So that adds to this downward spiral, which we also dealt with in the program, was what the mind does when the body experiences pain that won't go away. Dr. Jon Kabat-Zinn, who is one of the big proponents of mindfulness meditation, and he runs the practice when he's not on the road giving keynote speeches and running workshops. He wrote in his book, Full Catastrophe Living, which is an excellent book that came out in the 90s, still an excellent book to this day. I don't know any other book that matches it in this area. He wrote this book about chronic pain and illness and using mindfulness meditation to deal with it. And what he wrote was, if you have a chronic illness or a disability that prevents you from doing what you used to be able to do, whole areas of control may go up in smoke. And if your condition causes you physical pain that has not responded well to medical treatment, the distress you might be feeling can be compounded by emotional turmoil caused by knowing that your condition seems to be beyond even your doctor's control. So you may notice if you have pain, you have thoughts such as, my body won't feel better, I will never feel happy, this will never end. And when we struggle like this in the face of pain, although it may be the so-called natural thing to do, we're creating more emotional suffering, leading to greater physical pain and suffering. So in order to break this pain cycle, we need to approach it from several different angles. So as I mentioned, the relaxation techniques can be extremely beneficial because they reduce the stress that's caused by the pain. Relaxation, as I've mentioned before on this show, can also release endorphins, which are those wonderful happy chemicals and pain-relieving chemicals that are produced by the brain. So we produce our own painkillers that are more powerful and with no side effects, more powerful than any medication that a doctor can give us. And relaxation decreases symptoms caused by stress, like sleep disturbance, fatigue, and muscle tension. And then mindfulness meditation in particular can be extremely beneficial in dealing with the pain, breaking this pain cycle, because what mindfulness meditation does is it consists of noticing the sensations of pain and illness as they rise and fall without judging them. And as strange as that sounds, that non-judgmental observation of our own pain, whether it's physical or even emotional, can be extremely, has been found scientifically to be more powerful in relieving pain than medication. And it can be more powerful in relieving emotional pain as well. This is also very beneficial for depression and anxiety, is mindfulness meditation. In fact, the research shows that people who are new to this technique, who have chronic pain, 57% of those people found that they had a significant reduction in physical pain, and 90% of those people who were seasoned mindfulness meditators had significantly reduced pain because of mindfulness meditation. And actually, studies that use brain imaging technology have found that mindfulness meditation actually changes the structure of the brain so that meditators experience less intense pain over time, and sometimes to the point of barely feeling the pain at all, because the brain changes and the receptors change. And sometimes chronic pain doesn't actually have a physical reason. It has to do with the brain telling us that we're in pain. And so the mindfulness meditation can relieve that type of pain. But even when you do have a physical reason, like an injury, the brain can change so that our receptors are not as sensitive to pain. And these findings are so significant that many hospital clinics prescribe mindfulness meditation for pain and discomfort stemming from a variety of conditions instead of over-prescribing pain medications with all of their side effects. And now one of the newest side effects that we've become aware of with these hardcore pain medications, such as the opioid medications, is that it is actually the gateway to heroin addiction. And there has been a tremendous rise in heroin addiction because of the overprescribing of things like OxyContin and hydrocodone. These are opioids just like heroin is. And you know, that's a huge side effect of medication. But these medications also have a lot of other side effects that are not very good. So the pain may be controlled for a period of time while the medication is still in your system, but you may develop more serious medical illnesses because of the medication. And even things that are over the counter, like ibuprofen. Ibuprofen, if you take it for a long-term maximum dose, which a lot of people do when they're in chronic pain, develop bleeding in their stomach, and it can also actually lead to stroke and heart attack. Tylenol, just plain old Tylenol. Take it for a long period of time, an extended period of time, it will have a very negative effect on your liver. So these are really significant reasons for not using pain medication and instead trying everything else, including mindfulness meditation, which is probably the most powerful thing that you can do for pain. And, you know, as I mentioned, hospital clinics will prescribe mindfulness meditation for things like pain from cancer, the physical side effects even of the chemotherapy for the cancer, for heart disease symptoms, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis, chronic back pain, migraine, fibromyalgia, celiac disease, chronic fatigue, irritable bowel syndrome, and even multiple sclerosis. And it can also be, as I've mentioned many times, extremely powerful for anxiety and depression, and can help us, all of us who are, even if you're not anxious and depressed, to increase memory, focus, and physical stamina. And so I do want to mention before we end this that mindfulness meditation has been found to be extremely beneficial in keeping our brains younger. And even doing just 5 minutes of meditation every day can have a huge, significant effect. If you look 2 months later at a brain scan, there will be a significant change, and it increases focus, memory, and increases emotional well-being. And a rigorous series of studies that spanned over 25 years found that in brain scans of meditators, that the cerebral cortex was thicker and there was more gray matter, which is something that is very important and tends to decrease and thin out as somebody gets older. So you're actually keeping the brain young, and there is evidence of increased blood flow in the part of the brain that is extremely, the cerebral cortex, which is extremely important. Meditators also exhibit chromosomal differences consistent with someone younger. So the DNA actually changes, their chromosomes change, and meditators show less decline in telomeres, which are the cap at the tips of our chromosomes, and the enzyme telomerase. Shorter telomere lengths are a biomarker for accelerated aging. Short telomeres are linked to chronic stress. So when we relax and when we meditate, we can lengthen these telomeres, which are part of the chromosome, which is extremely important to stay younger. So the shortening of the telomeres is a natural part of aging, but we don't have to allow it to happen quickly. We can slow it down and even reverse it by meditating. Meditators in this series of studies were also found to have better performance on tests of memory, attention, and processing speed, and it improves the quality and duration of sleep in older adults, reduces inflammation, and may even ward off loneliness, which alone carries a high risk for mortality in older adults. So mindfulness meditation, which again is focusing on your breathing, focusing on a word, noticing thoughts that come into your mind, noticing pain, and not judging it. And that's what that consists of. And just doing that for 5 minutes a day can be extremely beneficial. And you can find mindfulness meditation, guided mindfulness meditations, very easily just by Googling it on your computer. There are multiple CDs that you can find online, or going to an old-fashioned place of buying CDs like a bookstore or a CD record store. There is so much out there, but try it. Try mindfulness meditation just 5 minutes a day, and you will feel better physically and emotionally, and you'll stay younger. All right. So on that note, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to speak to the ever-youthful Laura Galazunas in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, where It must be relaxing there. How could it not be? And she's going to fill us in on what the retirees are doing down there. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Watch me send it, he lies in his hammock, teaches tourists how to live, and he knows how to live.
Yeah. And we are back. If you're just joining us, this is Dr. Mara Karpel in your golden years. And we are on Blog Talk Radio and on podcast and live stream at drmaricarpel.com. And now Laura Galazunas joins us on the phone from Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, the retirement paradise. Welcome, Laura.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm okay. You're breaking up a little bit. You might want to jiggle the phone.
All my monitoring thing says I think that.
I don't know what you're saying.
Oh, goodness.
All right. How are things? Hopefully we can hear you a little bit better. Can you move around a little bit? How are things in Vallarta?
Things are very good. It's very much high season. And people are all out celebrating Super Bowl today. Whether or not they even...
So down in Mexico, are the American retirees still following the Super Bowl?
Of course. Of course, I always think it's just another thing to have a party on Sunday. So.
Right.
You know, I don't even know who's playing, so I'm not...
So there are a lot of parties down there for the Super Bowl?
Lots of parties going on for Super Bowl today. So.
Are they showing it in bars and restaurants down there?
Bars and restaurants, people something as long as they have a satellite dish, they're good to go.
Okay. Are you still there, Laura?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, it was breaking up and then it got quiet.
You just never know with this modern technology.
You have a lot of birds on the line there, I think.
Yeah, lots of birds on the line. We've had a couple company takeovers and some other things, and they're messing up everything. But anyway,
how's the weather down there?
Everybody's Super Bowl today.
Everybody's into the Super Bowl.
And yeah, whether or not they're into football is another story, but, you know, everybody's into the Super Bowl today.
Okay. How's the weather down there?
It's perfect. A little more humid today, but otherwise, you know, around 60 degrees in the evening, around 80 degrees during the day. So pretty much perfect.
Very nice. Very nice. So people are probably even sitting outside watching the Super Bowl.
Oh, heck yeah. People move the TVs to their best advantage, so.
Nice. And I would imagine that all the activities are in full swing.
Oh, definitely. We've got the big party parade, which will Tuesday night, which...
What's that? Wait, you need to repeat that because it broke up.
Okay, the Mardi Gras parade will take place on Tuesday night, so lots of people with entrance. Yeah, basically cars with balloons. It's not like a fancy schmancy Mardi Gras parade, but people get out for that on Tuesday night, and that's going on. And then, of course, Valentine's Day this week, there's that going on.
Mm-hmm.
And
what do they have for Valentine's Day? Just a lot of dinners?
Have restaurant specials, and same with Mardi Gras. A lot of the restaurants along the parade route are offering, you know, special cocktail prices or special cocktails and food and things like that to, you know, keep you happy while you're, you know, retired and living in paradise. So,
right.
So lots of that going on. And then very active theater in Puerto Vallarta. There's the Kinsey Six, if you haven't heard of them. They've fairly famous in their own circles, but have been around for at least 10 or 15 years, and they're doing a spoof on, you know, the election cycle this term, so you can catch their shows. And and many of the restaurants over offering different menus every week, and, you know, just keep trying to keep, you know, keep everybody wanting to come to their establishments.
Right. Very nice. And, you know, we keep talking about the retirees down there, and that's who we focus on most of the time. But I do want to mention that there are a lot of people that come down there for vacations who aren't retired, and there's a lot going on. And in fact, the last time I flew down there last March, when I gave the talk down there, I sat next to a couple who were going down there for their honeymoon. Are there a lot of honeymooners down there this time of year, especially with Valentine's Day coming up?
Lots of honeymooners, lots of people getting married down here, because the fact, you know, you can't get married down here and have a civil ceremony, you know, I don't even know what the heck it's called, spiritual ceremony down here. You know, a lot less expensive than you can in the United States, even, you know, you know, people coming down. So it's very popular. And people, things are a little less expensive here, you know.
Right.
Not like, it is less expensive.
Less expensive and very romantic.
Oh, definitely. I mean,
but the beach,
the
weather's nice.
Yes, definitely. And a lot of the restaurants will cater to your specific needs. You know, oh, I want a romantic dinner on the beach for two, under a tent, lights, blah, 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 rose petals on the path. Yeah, they'll do all that. So,
wow.
And it'll
like
be a fraction of the cost. Yeah, it'll be a fraction of the cost of what you would spend in the United States. And with the dollar exchange rate right now, a lot of Mexican businesses are in a quandary because, especially in tourist areas, you know, oh, yeah, the dollar is like about 18 pesos to the dollar, but yet, oh, well, the Canadians are only like 13. So a lot of the businesses are, you know, they can't up their peso price too much to accommodate the dollar because they also have to consider the Canadian dollar. So you can definitely get a good deal down here this time, especially now.
Wow, very nice. So you get, that's good for people to know. Because everybody thinks of Puerto Vallarta as being expensive.
Oh, no. I mean, you can eat at a 4 or 5 star restaurant for under $50 a person, which is a huge bargain. And
right.
they can't raise their prices because, like I said, they're trying to accommodate their Canadian visitors as well.
Okay. Well, that's really interesting. I think that's really good for people to know.
Yeah, so now's the time to take advantage. You know, if you want to come down here, you know, hang out for vacation. There's a bunch of new condo developments going up, old places being sold, ripped down, and new condo developments going up. So, and they're in the one-bedroom side, so, you know, it's great for a vacation getaway or an investment.
Or staying there for the whole season.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Mm-hmm. And there are a lot more direct flights down to Puerto Vallarta as well.
Yes, definitely.
Right.
And Southwest is starting to fly down here as well from various locations.
Yeah, which is a great deal.
That helps. And that puts pressure on the other airlines. Cause, you know, I can fly on Southwest for this, but so I'll skip United or American or whatever.
Right.
So
right.
Southwest has definitely made a big impact on what flights are costing.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine. Because when I used to fly down there several years ago, I would have to really search to find it. I even used to drive into Mexico. I'd drive across the border to fly from a Mexican airport just because the price was cheaper.
Right, right.
Yeah. So if people, what's that?
Oh, go ahead.
Well, I wanted to ask again, as I always do, if people want to learn about what's happening for retirees and for everybody else in Puerto Vallarta and consider it even for a vacation, where can they get all that info?
They can get it on banderasnews.com. That's BANDERASNEWS.com. It's the only website that is updated daily in Banderas Bay. So you can definitely
okay.
get all your information there and find out what's going on, what's coming up. And
all right, that's banderasnews.com, and I'm going to be posting it on my website so people can just click on it, and it'll take them right to that link.
Perfect.
And if people are interested in renting for next high season, how does it look? Are there still places left?
There are still some places left. They are going fast. And, you know, a lot of last-minute people always get upset. Well, you should have thought about that a year ago. So they can shoot me an email at laura@ronmorgan.net.
Laura@ronmorgan.net, because Laura can help you find a place.
I can help you find a place.
All right. And again, I'll post that on my web post later tonight so people can see it if they didn't get it, if they didn't hear you clearly or they didn't get a pen and paper quickly enough.
There you go.
All right, Laura.
Well, I'm going to try to find the Super Bowl online. I hate
all
to
right.
miss anything. I don't even know who's playing. I think the Broncos are playing. Somebody else.
Don't ask me.
I don't even know. So, you know, but I hate to miss out on anything. So I'm going to try to find that online because I don't own a television or have cable
okay.
or satellite. So I'm going to look for that online.
Right. Well,
so that's a little project right now.
All right. Well, good luck and have fun.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Okay, we'll talk to you again in 2 weeks.
Definitely.
All right, good night.
Have a good night.
Thanks. Okay, everyone, don't go anywhere. After the break, Jen Mulhern is here in the studio. She's a great, amazing cellist, and she is going to join us for an interview, and we are about play some of her music. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Thank you.
we're back. If you're just joining us, this is Dr. Mara Karpel and your Golden Years on Blog Talk Radio and on live stream and podcast at drmarakarpel.com. And we were just listening to the music of Jen Mulhern, cellist here in Austin, Texas. And she is actually right here in the studio with me.
Hello.
So welcome, Jen.
Thank you.
And you know, why don't you fill us in a little bit about your musical history?
Sure. Well, I think that there weren't that many musicians in my family, short of a couple of members. But when I was in sixth grade, I got to make the choice that you usually get when you first enter middle school, which is they finally ask you what class you want to take, and they line you up and they show you some of your choices. And there was band, there was orchestra, there was choir and theater. So I saw that cello, and it was the one that spoke to me. I picked it up. I was about 11 years old. And I think what I like to just say is that it's the instrument that you'll keep playing until you stop. And mm-hmm. there was a few times in my life where I thought I was going to stop. You know, I played it all through middle school and high school. You mostly are classically trained at that point and
sure.
playing in school orchestras. But when you get to college, you have another decision to make if you're going to continue. And I tried to put it down at some point, and my life didn't quite feel right. And I did try to study some other things that I thought would be financially smarter in the long run.
Right.
But I ended up majoring in music at Texas State University. And that was after I had first moved to Austin. I thought UT would be my home, and I didn't think music was going to be my career. And then I ended up changing paths. So, I went through typical undergraduate, you know, you get your bachelor's degree of cello performance, and it basically means I am a hireable, certified classical cello player, and you aren't really prepared for what that means.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's just once you get out of college, you have to figure out what to do with that, and there's symphony orchestras, and there's lots of opportunities, but if you live in or near Austin, you're going to end up getting asked if you play by ear or if you write music or if you collaborate with other musicians who are non-classical. So when that opportunity finally came up, I realized that I loved it, that I was good at it, and that mm-hmm. it was something that I enjoyed getting better at, because playing by ear is not emphasized as much when you grow up, you know, playing sheet music. You
mm-hmm.
just get your music, you figure it out, then you play it proud because you can do the hard parts and you perform
right.
it, but you never actually create it for your public school curriculum. So, I was hooked. I started out playing in bands after college, collaborated, learned a few different styles, and then it wasn't long before I was kind of experimenting a little bit on my solo stuff. And it's been years in the making, but finally kind of getting out there and doing this project. It's my first actual solo voice as a non-classical, non-collaborator, but it's very much influenced by the way I was trained and my upbringing.
So are you performing a lot around Austin?
Right now I'm performing. I started out and I said that one year I would like to do an entire monthly show every month and just keep showing up to the same place at the same day every month. And that place ended up being Cafe Creme, which is where the tracks that you're hearing today and where a lot of my recordings have come from, the live shows that I've done there. So I don't have anything at this moment planned,
mm-hmm.
but I still play at Strange Brew with a monthly loopers night that we have. And I'm really just kind of, I'm looking for a new home. I'm kind of in the point where you have a music style that is very, very adaptable. You can play anything from restaurants to clubs. And
right.
it's about finding your home. So I'm looking to kind of look for a new monthly show where I can have that intimate environment.
And these are all original?
These are. It's a DVD that we filmed at the Cafe Creme while an artist painted live. And that's called Live at Cafe Creme, and it's sort of the recording that was all originals, about an hour plus of different tracks that were sometimes improvised and
mm-hmm.
Pretty much from a specific night that we did a show there. But, of course, when I do other shows, I have lots of classical music that's not original that I can
right.
sort of either quote or make it my own, and then I do some cover songs. So a little bit
okay.
of everything. Yeah,
okay.
it depends on the venue.
So the song that we just played, that's one of your original songs.
Yes.
So
it is currently nameless, and I think it's on the track as a pondering pizzicato. Pizzicato is when you pluck the cello, so it's different from when you use the bow. And the improvisation that came that night was a particular recording that now, hopefully as of tomorrow, I'm finishing up in the studio doing an actual studio recording. So if anybody has an idea for what to name that track, I am all ears. You can email me. But yeah, that is one of my favorite sounds, is just to be able to pluck the low notes of the cello. It's got this soulful kind of almost bass-like presence and very, very soothing.
Okay, and we're going to play a little bit of the second piece that you sent us, the Seesaw song.
Yes, yes.
Can you talk a little bit about it before we put it on?
Sure. Well, first, I guess I discovered an interesting sound effect on the cello that right away I was like, that sounds like a seesaw. I know, it's just kind of a squeaking sound. But I use a looper live, so I'm able to kind of capture a recording and have it continue playing while I play along with it. So it's a pretty powerful tool. You can turn one cello into a 10-person cello choir with just one set of hands. With the Seesaw song, you'll hear the layers kind of build. It was composed and is a little bit different every time. There's a little bit of a solo or improv section, but it's just kind of an ode to nostalgia, you know, the feeling of feeling comfortable and protected in a playground or just as a child. And I know that everybody's childhood was comforting, but there is sort of a place where we just kind of feel like home and, you know, we feel protected and kind of responsibility and carefree. And that's something we don't get a lot as adults. So, yeah, it's a nostalgic piece and one of the four along with the Pondering Pizzicato. So that's the four tracks that'll be on the new EP coming out.
Okay, great. All right, so here we are, Jen Mohern, Seesaw Song. Thank you.
right. And that was Jen Martin on the cello. And she's right here talking to me. So, Jen, you're in the process of recording a new CD or EP?
Yes, it's my first official studio recording. The music I currently have available is all from the live recording. But my first EP will be due out, anticipate, by about April or May at the latest. It's got four tracks, are some of the original music that you have played on the show, and then a couple of others. And it's a little different when you're looping live. You're kind of at the mercy of what your hands and feet can accomplish as a one-woman band. But mm-hmm. when you're in the studio, you have pauses and copies and pastes. And
right.
So it's an interesting process. But I think it's going to get that really nice, deep sound that will sound really great on the car speakers and on the home stereo.
Nice.
So I'm excited to have that moment where I just sit down, go like, you know, home stereo system on it and just listen to
right.
it full blast for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of having to play it and just
right.
get to like experience it.
So if people want to purchase your EP when it comes out, or to hear your music even now, or find out where you're playing.
Sure. I keep an updated website and Facebook page where most of my updates happen. So online at www.genuinecello. So genuine is spelled with a J because my name
like
is Jen.
That's
cute. J-E-N-U-I-N-E. And cello, of course, C-E-L-L-O. So genuinecello.com has got, it features some entire videos from some of the live shows. It's also got clips from different, we have a link to the YouTube videos. You can always kind of go check out some of the free music. But you can also purchase either the full-length DVD, which is called Live at Cafe Creme. And that was, again, collaboration with a visual artist. Or you can just download the digital audio tracks. So, you know, you can either go the route where you have me mail you the pretty DVD, or you can just
mm-hmm.
get it digitally. You can get the audio or the video. So there's a
okay.
few choices there, but that's where the upcoming CD is going to be featured. And then, again, mm-hmm. on the Facebook page, I try to keep all of my
And that's
shows
also updated. Genuine Cello on Facebook?
That's right, Genuine Cello with a
okay.
J.
And I will be posting that on my web post about the show later tonight or early tomorrow morning so
awesome.
People can get it. But you also give music lessons.
I do.
Right?
It's one of my favorite things I've done for the past decade plus is I teach private cello lessons. A lot of my students are as young as about 4 and 5, but as old as, well, you know, it's never too late. So, you know,
yeah.
adult
mm-hmm.
students, but most of them are in, you know, under 20 years old and just starting their journeys out. And it's
right.
just always takes me back to the place where I was when I picked that cello out. So.
And people can contact you through your website?
Yes. You can either do Jen at Genuine Cello or booking. And, of course, there's email links from the website. Facebook message. I'm a modern girl, so I can respond to pretty much anything at this point, but
uh-huh.
mostly in the Austin area for sure.
Right, right. All right. So, again, I'll be posting all of that on my web post about the show later tonight or early tomorrow morning.
Thank
so people
you.
Can just click on it and I'll take them to the link.
Yeah, I hope they enjoy it.
All right. So it's been really a pleasure
thank
talking
you.
With you this evening. And
thanks for having me. It's
and thank
well.
You for coming this evening.
Awesome. Well, thanks
All
again.
Right. All right. So before we go off the air, I'm just going to let listeners know what's happening next week on this show. We'll be back live right here, 5 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Eastern. On Valentine's Day, Love Coach Krista Beck will be right here in the studio. We'll be videotaping that as well. And she'll be talking about transforming your love life now and how it's possible to find love at any age. And Krista will discuss how to be the kind of person that's open to love in order to attract the partner of their dreams. And also, musicologist Matt Berger will join us to talk about following his heart with his passion for music. And he's a drummer and a musicologist. I think he's going for his PhD now in musicology. And I will talk about how to love yourself. And we'll have more. There's always something more to talk about. So, again, if you want to hear tonight's program, again and read the information from this show, go to my website, drmarakarpel.com, drmarakarpel.com. Also, follow me on Facebook, Dr. Mara Karpel, Your Golden Years. And you can hear the podcast to this show as quickly as in 5 minutes by going directly to blog, B-L-O-G, talkradio.com/yourgoldenyears. This show was produced by Accomplice Entertainment, Postal Productions, and Psyched Up Productions, and sponsored by neurologist and memory specialist Dr. Ronald DeVere, by Sonia Das, the Bra Lady, and by Storyhouse. And special thanks to my guests, Dr. Meridian Grace, Jen Mulhern, Laura Gelizunis, and of course, thank you, Art. And thank you all for listening. Have a peaceful night and inspiring week. And remember, youth has no age. Good night, everyone, and may the best team win.
Guidance offered by Dr. Karpel is not intended to replace the advice of your own physician or mental health specialist. Neither Dr. Karpel, her sponsors, nor this station assumes responsibility for the misuse of any of the information given on this show.